Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
My advice
with Johnny Taco.
Start drinking heavily.
Studios in San Francisco, California. The Taco Man Audio Magazine is on the air. Hello once again, folks. My name is Johnny Taco, the Taco Man. Straight up, for the next hour, I hope to maybe do one of the following three. If I can inform you, entertain you, or infuriate you, I think I've done my job. And this is not your mom's type of radio show. In fact, this isn't even really a radio show. This is an audio magazine. So if you want to give us a call, you can't do that. We don't take phone calls, but we do take text. You can text the studio here, the Johnny Taco Studio text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. That's our text line here in the Johnny Taco Studios in San Francisco, California. Straight up, we'll open tonight's show with the heavyweight champion of late night TV. That's right, Mr. Seth Meyers will be announced. Seth tells it like nobody else, of course. Who's his target this week? Well, President Obama, of course. Not, bottom line is, he and Donald Trump have a date in destiny, no doubt about that. Donald Trump and Seth Meyers up next on the Sports Byline broadcast. So wait, after that, we'll bring in Colin Cowherd, of course, the great columnist, the sports anchor. Call him what you want, man. He's like the godfather when it comes to sports radio, no doubt about that. And he'll talk about the fact that, you know, the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors, they're winning without Kevin Durant in depth. And how about the Lakers? Can they really rebuild even with LeBron James there? Will they ever become a contender with LeBron James in the house? We'll talk about that and more with Colin Cowherd. That's in our third segment tonight on the show. The bottom line is, our star is in the house as well. That's right, Dom's Diner. Dominic Cimino is live at 40 minutes past the hour with Dom's Diner, folks. And wrap things up with our close, of course. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He's done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables skills, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. HomeAdvisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
Having fun together adds up, and so do the savings at Kohl's, with an extra 15% off. Save on family fun matching graphic tees, just $7.64 and $8.49. Hit the beach with women's flip-flops and new beach towels, each just $11.04. Plus, take 25% off select Adidas and Converse. Plus, get Kohl's cash Friday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid May 13th through 19th with promo code SAVENOW. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is Sports Overnight America.
God damn, now you're talking.
The president is ratcheting up his trade war with China and lying about what it means for American companies and consumers. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. When it comes to foreign policy, there are two things we know about Donald Trump. He wants to be liked by everyone, and he has no idea what he's talking about. That's why his description of how he would conduct himself in office was always so incoherent. During the campaign, for example, Trump insisted both that as a businessman, he could have good relationships with everybody, and also that as a nation, we should be unpredictable.
As a businessman, I get along with everybody. I have business all over the world.
We must, as a nation, be more unpredictable. We are totally predictable. We have to be unpredictable.
No, you can't get along with everybody and also be unpredictable. Nobody likes their unpredictable friend. Trump's like the guy who won't respond to texts when you ask him for a ride to the airport, but then he shows up at your door at 3 a.m. with a handle of vodka and a duffel bag. And when you say go home, he's like, I can't. I got stoned and sold my apartment. And now we're seeing what Trump's unpredictability looks like when it comes to imposing tariffs on China. China retaliated this week with tariffs, and the escalating trade war has hurt farmers and sent the stock market plummeting. And yet, Trump has repeatedly shrugged it off, claiming our economy is strong enough to handle a trade war and insisting it's not that big of a deal.
So the economy is doing very well by every measure. We're having probably the greatest economy that we've had anywhere, anytime in the history of our country. We're having a little squabble with China because we've been treated very unfairly for many, many decades.
A little squabble is not how you describe a trade war with the world's second largest economy. That's language your dad uses when he explains why he's been sleeping in a motel for the past few weeks. Your mom and I are having a little squabble over a photo of Daddy at a big boy's party with a lady who popped out of a cake. It's a squabble. It'll be over soon. Now, even some Democrats have been in favor of using tariffs as a temporary tool to get a long-term deal with China that helps American workers. But one of those Democrats, Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, expressed concern that Trump was using the tariffs as a permanent solution.
I'm very concerned that the president has not understood that tariffs need to be a short-term tool to get to a long-term policy. He seems to think that tariffs are the policy.
Yeah, tariffs are supposed to be a temporary punishment, not a permanent solution. It's like if your kid doesn't do their chores, you send them to their room for an hour. You don't make them live there for 30 years. That's probably why these two looks like they've never seen the daylight. And then There are the Republicans who have traditionally opposed tariffs and supported free trade. Suddenly, those Republicans have gone very quiet. And even when they express mild concern to Trump, their message doesn't seem to get through, like Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who represents a lot of farmers hurt by Trump's tariffs. Grassley told the Washington Post yesterday that he planned to write a letter to Trump to explain the concerns of farmers because he felt the argument he had repeatedly made to the president in person was not registering. I'm not sure if you talk to him face-to-face, he hears everything you say. And I do believe he doesn't hear everything face-to-face. I mean, have you ever seen the way he looks in a meeting when someone else is talking? He hates it so much, he literally hugs himself as a calming mechanism.
Don't worry, Donald. The bad man will be done soon, and then it will be your turn to make noise with your mouth.
So now, Trump has us mired in a damaging trade war with the world's second-largest economy that's pissing off both parties and has no end in sight. But as usual, he keeps insisting that even though he and the president of China are fighting, they still get along great.
The relationship I have with President Xi is extraordinary. It's really very good, but he's for China and I'm for the USA.
And honestly, I'm just relieved he knows what side he's on. Trump's like a kid in a youth soccer game who gets confused about what team he's on and kicks it into the wrong goal. And Republicans are like the helicopter parents on the sideline who cheer for him anyway. Yes, Bradley, you choose whatever goal you feel comfortable with. But you gotta give it to Trump. You gotta give it to Trump. He might not know how tariffs work, but he definitely knows which country he is the president of.
President Xi, he's a friend of mine. And I'm a friend of his, and I like him a lot. But he's representing China, and I'm representing the United States of America.
President Xi is for China, and I'm for the United States.
He's representing China, and I'm representing the United States. He represents China. I represent the USA.
He likes China, and I like the United States.
He's for China, I'm for us. President Xi. He's a friend of mine, but he likes China. I like the USA.
We all know that. This is like if Steph Curry held a post-game press conference and just went, I play for the Warriors. James Harden plays for the Rockets. Goodbye. Now, tariffs are basically tariffs are a tax on imports from that country. So the American companies importing those goods pay the tax. And they often end up passing that tax on to consumers. And yet Trump keeps repeating the lie that China will pay the tariffs rather than American companies and consumers. He did it again last week while simultaneously claiming once again that he has a great relationship with the president of China.
We were getting very close to a deal. Then they started to renegotiate the deal. We can't have that. We can't have that. So our country can take in $120 billion a year in tariffs, paid for mostly by China, by the way, not by us. A lot of people try and steer it in a different direction. Really paid, ultimately, it's paid for largely by China.
Do you have plans to talk to President Xi? Or no, not yet?
Well, he just wrote me a beautiful letter. I just received it, and I'll probably speak to him by phone.
Okay, first of all, you'll probably speak to him by phone. If someone sends you a beautiful letter, you call them. That is just basic etiquette. One time, my grandma sent me a birthday card. I didn't call her right away. And later that day, I got another card slipped under my door that said, no phone call. And she included a bill for the $5. Second, Trump has the weird thing where he's obsessed with getting beautiful letters from people. He's said it multiple times about everyone from Kim Jong-un to Vladimir Putin to the former director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, and even President Obama shortly after he took office.
James Clapper, who famously got caught lying to Congress, is now an authority on Donald Trump. Will he show you his beautiful letter to me?
Putin even sent me a present. Beautiful present with a beautiful note.
A letter was given to me by Kim Jong-un, and that letter was a very nice letter. Oh, would you like to see what was in that letter?
I just showed a letter that I received just yesterday from Chairman Kim, which is a extraordinary letter.
I just went to the Oval Office and found this beautiful letter from President Obama. This was the letter given to me by President Obama. It was long. It was complex. It was thoughtful.
And I didn't understand a word of it. I just know. I just know it was shaped like this.
His obsession with letters makes him sound like a Civil War wife. I just got the most beautiful letter from Beauregard. Also, why is Trump always carrying these letters around? Is that why his coat's always so bulky? He's just packed full of mail everywhere he goes? He's a terrible president, but he'd make a great mailman. I can totally see him. Shorts, high socks, tugging around a mail sack. But the important part of that clip is the part where Trump claimed that China and not the U.S. companies would pay the tariff. It's a lie. He's repeating for years. And on Sunday, Fox host Chris Wallace got Trump's chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, to admit that it was a lie.
It's not China that pays tariffs. It's the American importers, the American companies that pay what, in effect, is a tax increase and oftentimes passes it on to U.S. consumers.
Fair enough. In fact, both sides will pay. Both sides will pay in these things. And, of course, it depends.
If it's a tariff on goods coming into the country, the Chinese aren't paying.
No, but the Chinese will suffer GDP losses and so forth with respect to a diminishing export market and goods that they may need for their own
I understand that, but the president says China doesn't. China, it pays the tariffs. They may suffer consequences, but it's U.S. businesses and U.S. consumers who pay, correct?
Yes, to some extent. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Oh, Larry, you just admitted that Trump is a liar on Fox News. You're going to have to apologize to him, and I have a feeling I know how you'll do it.
I just got the most beautiful letter. Larry Kudlow says I'm not a liar. Let me just find it here in my mail coat. This one's from Putin. It's an Obama. Oh, Pottery Barn.
So Trump's antagonizing China in a costly trade war that no one wants. Democrats and Republicans are both unhappy, and the stock market is plummeting. And it really seems like Trump is feeling increasingly isolated because during his speech to workers in Louisiana yesterday, he went out of his way to insist that the U.S. doesn't need any help from other countries.
You are not only making our nation wealthier, but you are making America safer by building a future of American energy independence. We are independent. We don't need anybody. We don't need anybody.
Oh, boy, it really feels like he's projecting there. Should be eating out of a tub of ice cream on his sofa talking to his cat.
We don't need anybody. Isn't that right, Mike Pence?
Oh, he's a good boy. Oh, you're a good boy. You're a good boy, Mike Pence. People say you're a boring, dead-eyed cat, but I love you, Mike Pence.
Even on his core issue, the thing that he claimed he'd been able to fix, Trump has no strategy and no idea what he's doing. He spent 2 years talking about trade with China, and he's gotten nowhere. All we have are costly tariffs, and the only thing Trump knows for sure is...
He likes China. I like the USA.
This has been A Closer Look.
The great Seth Meyers on Sports Byline. Next up... Double C talking KD, Kevin Durant, and the Warriors only on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Double C. He needs no introduction.
Via the Cowher Global Satellite Network, my buddy Nick Wright. So let's start with that. I do not think my idea is crazy and loony. I was disappointed for the kid. What do you make of my idea?
Yeah, I think it's pretty crazy and pretty loony. So if he were to re-enter, go back to Duke, re-enter the draft, he is assured of what? That he now has the opportunity to be drafted by the Suns, to be drafted by the Kings, to be drafted by a team that does not all of a sudden have a really good general manager like David Griffin is. Zion Williamson once we heard who had the first four picks were going to be, the Knicks or Lakers likely would have then traded him to New Orleans. The New Orleans would draft him. If he's been following this at all, he's known even if the Knicks get the pick, they might then trade me. Because they got the pick, they can now surround him with talent by trading Anthony Davis. I don't understand this take. Now, I do agree that you can make the argument the entire draft system is unfair. If you're a prodigy in anything else, you get to pick your city. You get to pick who you work for. We can go down that road. But this specific instance, to be young, rich, and single and live in New Orleans and play for a good GM, have Drew Holiday, and whatever you get for Anthony Davis doesn't seem bad to me. He didn't get drafted by the Kings. I don't know why he would do it, and I don't know that it would guarantee anything other than him potentially having to give up a year of earning potential to roll the dice that a worse team could get him.
Well, first of all, I don't think Sacramento's bad at all anymore. And by the way, New Orleans can't sell tickets. It's an NFL city. And by the way, Zion would not go unpaid. I'm sure Nike would find an internship that paid $15 million a year, and he could go do whatever he wanted to do.
Oh, okay, so a couple things on that. You're absolutely right. De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield are excellent young players. I love Fox. I watched him in high school when I was living in Houston. But my point when I brought them up was they are the worst run organization in the NBA. Vlade Divac will never get the hang of this and still has not gotten the hang of this. But Nike wants Zion on the court. You act like Nike wasn't paying Anthony Davis. They were. They want Zion to continue the buzz he built up at Duke. And playing for the national team does not accomplish that. He's not going to go back and play another season at Duke where Nike couldn't be paying him. I understand the sentiment of what you're saying, but I don't think he's in a bad spot. I think David Griffin's great, and I think they are going to be able to surround him with young blue chip talent once they trade Anthony Davis.
So now let's say, by the way, a lot of people thought the Lakers won last night with the 4 pick, and all my scouts are saying there's a gap from 3 to 4, and that 4 on is there's players, but there's some crapshoot. Whereas there's not a crapshoot with Zion, Ja Morant, and Barrett. Barrett averaged 22 at Duke, and that was sharing the ball in the spotlight with Zion. The kid's going to be a scorer. Some have said he's Harden-esque, so that's a little much, but he can score. I mean, I don't know. Like, what do the Lakers give you? Nobody wants Lonzo. He can't stay healthy in the dad. Brandon Ingram has a blood issue. Kyle Kuzma and a silhouette 4 pick. Anthony Davis is not okay, Dale
so
Davis.
Let's, hold on. All right, hold on. Let's talk about this for a second. Because I heard you saying the Lakers, you know, going from 11 to 4, he's not winning. I know you almost assuredly, you don't play Powerball. You don't play the lottery. You already have hit the Powerball, so why would you play it? But, yeah, so someone that does occasionally play it, let me tell you how it works. If you get all 5 numbers and the Powerball, you get like $200 million, whatever it is. If you get all 5 numbers but not the Powerball, you get $1 million. If you do that, you won the lottery that day. You hit the lottery. You didn't win everything, but you won a lot. Going from 11, which is an absolute crapshoot, there are no blue chippers. If you get a blue chipper there, it's dumb luck. Up to 4 is an enormous upgrade. So now let's just look at the Knicks versus Lakers, the two teams really in this Anthony Davis thing, because Boston, they don't have the Memphis pick now. Their best picked offer is 9. Obviously, 3 is better than 4, and we can talk more about RJ in a moment. But now let's go player for player. No matter what you say about Brandon Ingram, no matter your questions about his health, he's a better asset than Kevin Knox. No matter what you think of Lonzo Ball, he's a better asset than Dennis Smith Jr. No matter what you think of Kyle Kuzma, he's a better asset than Mitchell Robinson. I don't know if they are enough better to overcome 3 versus 11. They are definitely enough to overcome 3 versus 4. And David Griffin was hired and empowered to make the best deal out there. I think this is a superstar draft with Zion, a perennial all-star draft in Ja Morant, and then a bunch of unknown quantities in RJ, in Cam, in Darius Garland, the kid that played 5 games for Vanderbilt. Bol Bol, the son of Manute Bol, is going to go somewhere in the late 10s, early teens. He's interesting to me. He won't go number 4. But of course, the Lakers are in such a better position now, Colin. They do not have to make it to where Brandon Ingram, with his health history, is the centerpiece of your trade. The centerpiece, you'd say to New Orleans, we will give you the 4th pick and 2 former number 2 overall picks. There is your rebuild. There is your young core to go ahead, to go forward with Zion. The Knicks would have to be totally in love with RJ Barrett to take the Knicks offer, which does not have a player as good as Ingram or Lonzo,
but
over the Lakers offer, but maybe they are.
But Gail Benson does not like the Lakers. They badmouthed her franchise. She'd rather send Anthony Davis east, not west, and watch him in the playoffs with LeBron. That's
all
a real.
True.
That's
all
a
true.
Re-
but I.
That's a thing.
I was told, just to be fair, I was told David Griffin was told under no uncertain terms by Mickey Loomis, if we do trade Anthony Davis, we are empowering you to make the best trade. That they are not going to put handcuffs on him or else he wasn't going to take that job. Now, maybe they'll renege on that at the last minute, but I've been told David Griffin is empowered to make the best deal available.
Okay, you know, nobody wants to say this because Kevin Durant's great, and the media has a lot of people that are on the fence, and they're safe takers. You have strong opinions. I have strong opinions. I think it explains why we've had some success, right? Like, nobody wants to say this, but I'm watching the Warriors without Kevin Durant, and I'm going to say it. They're going to be fine without Kevin Durant. Klay and Steph, am I crazy? I mean, I'm not saying better.
Yeah.
I'm not saying better, but they look good to me.
The 31-4 when Steph plays and KD doesn't in the last 3 years. I said this in one of my very first times ever filling in for you. In fact, the very first time I think I was filling in for you was the day KD went to Golden State. And I said the Warriors, it was a mistake, that the Warriors should have just run back the 73-win team. They've since then won two titles, probably going to win a third. So it wasn't a mistake, obviously. I was wrong about that. But they don't need him. The most important Warrior is Steph. You can say KD's better. You can say KD's the best player in the league. Don't care. Steph is the guy they cannot do without. When KD plays and Steph doesn't, they win 60% of their games. When Steph plays and KD doesn't, they win 90% of their games. The results are in. KD's going to leave, and they are going to be the favorites in the West next year.
Yes.
He is an insurance policy. He is a luxury. He is a Maserati when you already have a couple Porsches. It's nice to have, but you never needed it. And so Kevin Durant. Now, I've also heard you say Kevin Durant plus Kyrie, you need more out East. Not if you're right and Kevin Durant's the best player in the world. We have seen the best player in the world plus Kyrie. What have we seen them do? Oh, yeah, win a title against the 73-win Warriors. So we'll get to see if Kevin Durant's the best player in the world or the third or fourth or fifth best player in the world when he goes out on his own, when he goes East to try to do something without these guys. But of course the Warriors will be fine without him. They've always been fine without him. They were fine before he got there. They're going to be the favorites once he leaves, and they would be the favorites. I think Milwaukee's great. I think they'll have trouble with Milwaukee no matter what. But they'll be the favorites or the co-favorites with or without him.
You, by the way, you're right. And I've talked to somebody in Vegas about this, ironically, about a week ago. And he said, no, the Golden State would be favored to win the championship with or without KD. So we're not saying better. They're different. But this idea they're going to fall off a cliff is nonsense. Nick Wright, firing stuff today. Mm-hmm. You got anything else?
And you know who is better? Steph Curry's better without him. Steph Curry, the team might not be, but we get original Splash Brothers Steph when KD's not there.
Yep.
The ball is moving. It runs through him. We get MVP Steph when KD's not there. It is a testament to Steph's selflessness. He knew we would start to forget how absolutely amazing he is once KD came. He did it anyway to help win championships. He's reminding us now, and he'll remind us next year. He was the guy that was supposed to take the torch from LeBron before KD got there. He had that opportunity kind of taken from him. He'll have the opportunity again next season.
We'll be right back with more of the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine live on Sports Byline.
3.9 to go here in the first. It's Curry. Wallace is on him. Got by Rivers. Good at the cones.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed, and 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you got to use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming, and it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com, promo code USA.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Heaven help us.
That's the jam.
What is going on, everybody? It is time once again. The diner is open for business. I am Dominic Jimenez. I run Dom's Diner here on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, Taco Man Audio Magazine. So I'm in charge of the diner, so I get to make the rules here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the best and the worst in the week of sports, and we'll discuss from there, and I'll give you my thoughts, and then you can always hit us up on social media or give us a call and let us know what you think. So let's start this thing off with some winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First, winners. Boston Sports. I know, Boston sports, what are you talking about? Well, with the Boston Bruins advancing to the Stanley Cup Finals already, their sweep in the Eastern Conference Finals, they're in the Stanley Cup waiting on the winner of the Sharks and St. Louis Blues series, tied 2-2, so we got at least two more games there. So Bruins are on ice, no pun intended. But a little bit of historical context, in the last decade, from 2010 to 2019, this is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th time that a Boston team has reached the championship of their respective sport. 2010, the Celtics. 2011, the Bruins. 2012, the Patriots. 2013, the Red Sox and the Bruins. 2015, the Patriots. 2017, the Patriots. 2018, the Red Sox and the Patriots. And now, 2019, the Bruins and the Patriots. In addition to getting to all of these championships, the Boston teams win a lot of them. So, Boston sports, you are absolutely winners this week. My next winner, minor league announcer, and I'll be honest, I don't know his name because it's not being shared, but a minor league baseball announcer was in the booth calling a game, foul ball gets hit up to the booth, and he makes the catch. Now, that'd be a great play, that'd make him a winner, but his commentary makes him even more of a winner. Rather than me tell you about it and how great he was, let me just play it for you right here.
1-1. Cardullo swings and fouls it off towards the broadcast booth, and I make the catch on the foul ball. I am very proud of myself. I hope somebody got video of that as I caught it on the fly. And it's a 1-2 count. Boy, am I impressive. What a play by me.
How about that? If that guy is not the greatest dad joke teller of all time, I'm going to be disappointed because he seems like a fun guy that's got jokes. He's the life of the party without being an obnoxious drunk guy. So shout out, you are a winner this week, minor league baseball announcer. Next winner, Dirk Nowitzki. That's right, the future Hall of Famer retired this season. He went on his farewell tour. He got to mentor Luka Doncic a little bit. Kristaps Porzingis was with the team for about a month or two before Dirk retired, so he got to soak up some of that information, absorb some knowledge from him. And after playing 20-plus years in the NBA, Dirk is enjoying retirement. He is living his best life. What makes you say that? Here's a quote from Dirk Nowitzki. He was on the Ben and Skin podcast, and this is what he said about retirement. Honestly, I have not worked out since that last game. I admit, I've had ice cream almost every day, but right now, I have zero motivation to go work out at all.
Dirk's put on about 10 pounds, he says, since retirement. Now, if that's not enjoying retirement, eating ice cream every day, not working out after having to have your body conditioned so well for so long. Remember, Dirk's a big guy, too, so it's not just maintenance and making sure his body was right as a 6'3 guy. And Dirk's a 7-footer, so he really had to make sure he was in prime physical condition at all times. Dirk doesn't have to worry about it anymore. He's going to live his best life. He's out doing his thing. Shout out Dirk Nowitzki, my favorite basketball player of all time. Enjoying retirement, that's what the dream is all about, to enjoy retirement. So Dirk, a winner this week. Next winner, CC Sabathia records his 3,000th strikeout. That makes him third all-time among left-handed pitchers behind Randy Johnson and Steve Carlton. Anytime you can get on a list and you're behind Randy Johnson and Steve Carlton, unless it's most home runs given up or something negative like that, you're going to be a winner. So shout out to CC Sabathia. He's had some struggles, personal struggles, health issues over the last few years, but he's still pitching at a quality level. He's a solid 4-5 guy for the Yankees. He's a winner, especially when it comes come postseason time. He's the kind of guy you want in the clubhouse and on the roster in your rotation. So shout out to CC Sabathia. Final winner. I know, right? Final winner. Well, there's a lot of say what and good job, good effort this week. Normally I've got one of each, if even that. There's a lot going on that will qualify for that list. But Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi both scored their 600th club goal in the past week. Messi all with Barcelona, Ronaldo with Juventus, Manchester United, Benfica, and Real Madrid, of course. But they both scored 600th club goal in the past week, a couple days apart. Shout out to them, two of the all-time greatest soccer players ever, probably two of the top five greatest players ever. Lucky enough that we get to watch both of them in their prime. No longer in their prime, but we have gotten to watch them in their prime absolutely just dominate a sport like few others have done. Moving on to the losers list. First loser, Houston Rockets. Yeah, they lost to the Golden State Warriors in 6 games. That's not the main reason. But it came out that they complained that they would have beaten the Warriors last year if Chris Paul didn't get hurt. Remember, Chris Paul got hurt. I believe it was Game 5 or Game 6. Rockets were up 3-2. So I guess it does make a Game 6. Chris Paul hurt his hammy, his quad. Warriors ended up winning, advancing, and then winning the NBA title. You had that report that they put together, all the missed calls by the refs that cost the Rockets the series, blah, blah, blah. Well, they had an opportunity to avenge last season's playoff team. Kevin Durant got hurt. Not only did they lose the game in which he got hurt, they ended up losing the series too. They had a chance to exercise those demons, the haunting, oh, we would have beaten the Warriors if Chris Paul didn't get hurt. They could have made that a forgotten narrative. And instead, Warriors beat him without KD. That almost makes him good job, good effort, but I don't have any ill will, but the Rockets are definitely losers this week. Next loser, actually my own final loser. The Kansas City news outlet that gave away the address of Patrick Mahomes' new house. It must have been a slow day, and I understand in the news there are going to be slow days. They did a piece about Patrick Mahomes buying a new home, except they showed the exact house he bought. Not the neighborhood, they showed the exact house he purchased. You guys are supposed to idolize Patrick Mahomes. He's the Chiefs' savior, the next greatest thing in the NFL. And you're going to repay him like that? Come on, you did the guy a little dirty. The losers, the Kansas City news outlet. Give me away Patrick Mahomes' new house address. I wonder if he's moved already. Can you imagine the fan mail that would go there, the creepy stalkers that would just camp out, the excessive autograph hounds that would camp out there hoping they could get an autograph. I love autographs. I'm part of the autograph community, but the people who chase celebrities and athletes, I can't hang with that. That you're doing way too much, and it's creepy. So thanks a lot, Kansas City News Outlet, that gave away his address. Moving on. Relative of the loser, the good job, good effort. The first one, in the 90th minute of an African Confederation qualifier, soccer, Lesotho's goalie catches a cross and falls on it to waste time, as many goalies do. You know, they'll get the ball in their hands and they'll drop to the ground and kill 5-10 seconds. That's what he did here. The only problem is the score was 0-0, and Lesotho actually needed to win the game to qualify. A tie would not get them to the next round. So he's killing time in the 90th minute when they need to score. He needs to catch that ball and fire it down the field to one of his players. Good job, good effort, goalie. Killing time when you needed to score a goal. Next, good job, good effort. Dodgers fan, this is a little more than a week old, but the Dodgers fan at Oracle Park in San Francisco, Giants playing the Dodgers. He lost his food catching a foul ball. Now, he did catch the foul ball. He lost his fries. And now we all know, ballpark food, not cheap. Especially in San Francisco at Oracle Park, food definitely not cheap. So he loses his fries, but he gets the foul ball. Great. Another ball gets hit up to where he is in the view reserve. What happens? He loses his pizza this time. I don't think he gets the second ball. So he got one foul ball and he lost his fries and his pizza. Conservatively, that's at least $15 of food that he lost falling to the ground. Good job. Good effort. Final good job, good effort. This one goes out to the police officers who were removed from the Yankees clubhouse for autograph requests. There's a code. It's a thing that happens. It's one thing if a player says, hey, thank you for protecting us, taking care of us. Let me give you an autograph, or do you want an autograph baseball? It's another thing for an officer who is on duty doing his job. His job is to protect the athletes, the players, the coaches, the training staff, everybody in that locker room. They solicit autographs asking, hey, can you sign this? Can you sign this? Can you sign this? Can you sign this? While you're working? Not a good look. There's a level of professionalism that is required while you're working, let alone as an NYPD officer. One of, if not the most famous police departments in the world, NYPD. Good job, good effort to the cops who were removed from the clubhouse for hassling some Yankee players about autographs. Moving on to say what?
Say what?
First off, the Giants hit four batters in one inning, mainly Pat Venditti, who has been designated for assignment since. It was the first time a team hit four batters in one inning since the Boston Braves did it in 1893. How about that? A little bit of history for you. Not in the good way for the Giants. Next, say what? Joey Gallo hit 100 homers in his career before he hit 100 singles. Let that sink in. He hit 100 homers before he hit 100 singles. Joey Gallo, strikeout or homer, kind of all he does. Next, say what? Back to the Warriors Rockets. It's the first NBA series to have all six games decided by six or less points. Now, yeah, the Rockets, I call them losers. It was all close. They were all close games, but they did lose, so losers. And say what? Final say what, as we wrap things up here, the Marlins hit their first home run on Friday. Looking at the calendar, May 17th. First home run since May 7th. They went 10 days without a home run. 272 at-bats in that time period. They hadn't scored since a week ago on Saturday, a week before Saturday. May 11th was the last time they scored. They went 6 days without scoring. Kind of just really sums up the level of futility going on in Miami, but I guess that's kind of what you expect when, A, you trade all your best players. Stanton, gone. Yelich, gone, winning MVPs. Marcelo Ozuna, gone. JT Realmuto, gone. That's what's going to happen when you don't have a lot of good players. The pitching staff, that's nothing to write home about. Your best relief pitcher, Kyle Barraclough, gone. AJ Ramos, gone. You can't expect them to be any good, and they're not disappointing if you expected them to be bad. They're on pace, folks, to win under 45 games. Repeat that. They're on pace to win, less than 45 games out of 162. It is very not good. What is good is that it's time to wrap up here at the diner. I'm Dominic Jimenez. You are tuned into the Taco Man Audio Magazine here on Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network and Sirius XM.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I do apologize for offending anyone. It works for me.
Welcome back to the Taco Man Audio Magazine. About to wrap things up here. Now, don't forget, there was a big fight on tonight. Of course, we are taped, but there was a big fight on tonight. Deontay Wilder and Dominic Brazil for the WBC Heavyweight Championship. Now, my buddy Pedro Fernandez will have this and more on Sports Byline tomorrow, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's right, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Expect to hear from the winner or the loser, Dominic Brazil or Deontay Wilder, on tomorrow's edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. As I said, wrapping up another edition of the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. I want to thank my great producer, Scott Cuddy. I want to thank the late night king. I'm talking about Mr. Seth Meyers. Dom and Menez, what can I say? Dom and Menez without Dominic. It'd be a tough road to hoe here. No doubt about that. It's worth buying. And got a chance. Got to thank Double C. Double C, Colin tells it like it is, like nobody else. And you know what? Straight up, I think the man's betting pretty, probably about 800 as a sports analyst is turning. Not too many guys bat that high. I mean, a lot of guys swing for the fences and misses, but not Double C. Double C, he swings for the fences and gets grand slams. Bottom line is, you're tuned to the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time Saturday night, or 1 a.m. Sunday morning on the East Coast. Thank you so much for tuning in.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
It must really suck to be that dumb.